Well, let's cross to the Gundawindi racetrack because Barry Shepherd is on the line, the trainer of Fitzroy Boy. And Fitzroy Boy, as we said, has won in its return to the racetrack. Barry, thanks for taking the call. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, it was a good ending, isn't it? Yes.
Well, for those that don't know, just relate us back to those attacks and how serious it was for Fitzroy Boy. And as we speak now, the return to racing.
Yeah, a few months ago, he had a brake slashed in an attack at the stable. He was just about ready to start, and we had to back off him and start all again.
And I guess when you discovered the attacks to the horse, the last thing on your mind was seeing the horse return to the racetrack. So how serious was it? And tell us about the progress and how's the horse now as we speak? Obviously well enough to win, but how is the scarring and the neck and so on?
Yeah, no, he's come through it pretty well. He's only got a little bit of scarring, but it was pretty severe. The vet who stitched him up said another little bit he would have cut his windpipe.
Was there any thought that psychologically, mentally for the horse, it would be tough to see it race again? Or, I mean, obviously the physical scars, but the attack and so on, the horses are pretty resilient by the sound of things?
Yeah, no, it's a bit touch and go, but he seems to have got over it pretty well. Well, he has, because he won today.
Well, the event, the race meeting wasn't a TAB meeting here in this part of the country, so we didn't have coverage. We were told in the lead up to the race a few articles that you're just happy for the horse to start. It really wasn't a winning chance. I'm not sure if that boosted the odds, but it looked as though it started around the second or third line of betting, around $5. So maybe it was the sentimental favourite. But tell us about the race. How did it pan out?
Yeah, no, he raced well. He just jumped to the, up near the leaders, and he took over, and something took him on. But he fought him off and won by a bit over a length and a half, I think, yeah.
Did it surprise you?
He did. I thought coming in the corner, he would have had enough. But no, he's a tough little bugger.
And just over $6,000 first prize is a nice little add to the kitty.
It is. The syndicate paid a little bit of money for him when they bought him, but he starts to pay him back now, yeah.
And just tell me, since the attack, it's motivated Racing Queensland to look into more security for stabling and horses and so on. I'm not sure if you can ever secure against idiots and crazy types. That's another story. But I believe there's been security cameras and installation of fencing and so on at your property. Is that correct?
Correct. They just finished all the fencing. They've done a good job there. You know, if everything's locked up now. And cameras are going in very shortly.
Did you struggle to sleep for days and weeks? I wouldn't have blamed you if you're out in the paddocks with the horses day and night and someone keeping eye on them 24/7. But was it a struggle post the attacks to sleep and keep your peace of mind?
It was. Every morning when I went to the stables, it's the first thing I'd check to see if they had a cut in the throat or not.
Barry, I believe one of the owners, Sean, is with you. Can we have a chat to him?
I can. I'll just walk back over. I just had to walk away because...
All right. Well, you walk over to Sean and we'll keep talking to you as you do so. Can you hear us as you make your way to Sean? Was there a big roar? Was it quite amazing, the reaction of the people on track? They obviously knew that the horse was... coming through this attack and racing today?
Yeah, no, he's got a fair few supporters here, yeah.
All right, is Sean nearby?
I'm just going over there now. It's a bit noisy. They're just having a...
That's okay, it's radio.
I'll put him on shortly.
All right, we're chatting to Barry Shepherd. He's the trainer of Fitzroy Boy. Remember that horrific story we covered here at RSN? Those horses that were slashed, attacked, cuts to their necks, some crazy idiot... Police investigation, they couldn't find who it was, but one of the horses that was almost a bit of the focus was the horse Fitzroy Boy. It came through those attacks to race today at Gundawindi, and it's won. A great story. Is Sean there?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Sean, what an amazing story. We were planning to call Barry or someone from the syndication just to say well done, just because having the horse return to the races at Gundawindi was the story, and we were told in a few articles it wasn't really much of a chance, but lo and behold, it's won.
Yeah, I'm not real happy because I've had a fair crack on Roy in the past, and Barry said it couldn't win today, and I've told about 20 people at the track that it couldn't win, so bloody everyone wants to flog me at the moment, but it was a bloody gutsy win that shows the character of the horse. Unbelievable.
Well, it must have started unders, because I'm looking at the starting price around $5. In fact, in the betting I can see, I think it was non-tab anyway, but it looks as though a lot of people ignored the advice that it was needing a run, but just the sentimental dollars were the point that maybe ran unders.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it, you know, when it was in New South Wales, it has got good form, and we brought it back, brought it up from New South Wales, and couldn't handle the Gundy heat when it first came up here in summer. And Barry said after it got bloody throat slit, it hadn't got an infection, and it wasn't coming good, and it's fat and all this. But even when it ran on the track here, the whole Gundawindi crowd just gave a roar of applause for it. So it's got a huge community support. So it's just, you know, in some respects, we're all doing it tough in certain areas. And while we're not in New South Wales with COVID and all that, you know, it was just good to hear the whole community behind this bloody horse.
Yeah, as you say, when it came out onto the mounting yard and onto the track, I would have, no surprise, the reaction. What about, though, in the straight when suddenly people realised the horse was a chance to win, of course, when it did win? What was that like? And then when it returned to the weigh-in?
Well, that's what happened. Like, I gave the rest of the syndicate, I looked at the rest of the form, and we looked at it, and I said, "This, our thing will lead, and sit outside the leader," which we thought it was going to happen, but we thought it'd run out of condition at the 200. And then I spoke to the jockey afterwards. She said, I wanted to win on this horse, and at the 200, she said, I gave it plenty, and I knew I had the horse on the inside beat. Like, they were full length ahead of the others at the turn, and it just drove home. So it's great experience at the moment. We're all having a good time, and but yeah, bodes well for him in the future, I think.
Yeah, we're in a studio in Melbourne, a long, long way away from Gundawindi, and I think like everyone across the country, even non-racing people, when we heard this story about these horses being attacked, and luckily none of them passed away, but it was very serious for some, and this horse especially, we can see the photos on the internet and articles of the massive scarring that the stitching up that had to be done by vets and so on to help the horse, and now suddenly it's returned to racing as we speak to you, and it's actually won a race, and what a fairy tale story. Can you tell us what it was like? Are you a local there in terms of the days and weeks when this happened? Just, I guess a lot of people didn't sleep easy. You must have felt terrible for a long time.
Yeah, well, one of Barry's other horses got his throat slit a couple of months before Fitzroy Boy, and we thought it must have done something with a rope in the yards, and then another horse got done, and then Barry's got done. So we knew there was some crazy person out there. And I got a phone call, I think it's 7:30 in the morning, and Marcel, the trainer's daughter, who's the head of the syndicate, I couldn't even hardly get a word out of her. She was just in tears about what happened. And you know, we all rushed out there, the rest of the syndicate, to see how he was going. And, you know, anyone who's involved in racing loves their racehorses. Like the general public, racing is a bad name at times, but, you know, we generally love our racehorses. And to see these things which happen, you know, it just hurt everyone. The Gundawindi Race Club's been fantastic. They've improved security, cameras, fences and so forth. We haven't found this person who's done this yet. And hopefully the security that the Gundawindi Race Club has done has might stop that in the future. But it's just a great racing story. That's what it is.
Can it be a bigger story than Gunsind? Gunsind actually didn't spend much time in Gundawindi, did it? The connections that owned the horse came from there. I think that's the story. But your horse actually is in Gundawindi. Where to next? Maybe a tour of some bigger racetracks? Maybe an invite into marquee races or something? I'm not sure, because you know that after winning today, the story's going to get bigger.
Yeah, it is, but let's be honest, it's only a Class B. So hopefully, I've looked at the calendar the next month or so. There's a couple of benchmark 55s that we can enter into, but our syndicate's all about just a group of people that just like having fun, socialising together, love our horses. There's people who've never been involved in racing before, and now just love the game. So Yeah, that's what horse race, that's what horse racing's all about.
You think the horse senses something unusual has been happening and the focus on this horse?
I know the jockey did. She said, before she went out, she said, I've always liked to win races, but I want to win, before she came out, she said, I want to win this race more than other races I've ridden in. So
that was, is it Isabella?
Yeah, Isabella, great ride.
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking about it at the turn, giving her a flogging because I went like school to the cats, but she said she had plenty of horse and a game and gutsy horse underneath her. So, yeah, we'll wait and see.
Congratulations. We'll let you get back to the other owners on track there, and that in itself is something you can do we can't do in this part of the country. But it's an amazing story, and well done. The main thing is the horse is healthy and well, and now to win this race is icing on the cake. Hey, thanks for taking the call, Sean. All the best.
No worries, mate. Goodbye.